Canton man was in court today after police say he stabbed a woman and later led officers on a chase. 39-year-old Julius Edwards arraigned in Canton Municipal Court on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and domestic violence. Bond was set at $3 million. He's accused of stabbing his girlfriend 15 times at a home on 15th Street Southwest last Tuesday morning. Edwards arrested that night after he crashed a stolen vehicle into a Summit Metro Parks police cruiser in Stowe. His hearing was rescheduled from Friday when a waterline break shut down Canton City Hall. Trial date set for a man in the October 2023 killing of a Smith Township woman after an evaluation found him competent to stand trial. August 17th, the scheduled start date for 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham of Alliance, who's charged in the death of 44-year-old Gina Waite. The ruling was made in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court following a third psychiatric evaluation. Evaluations in February and April 2024 found him incompetent. Cunningham is charged with aggravated murder and other counts. Funeral services have been set for 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang, the Alliance man found inside a truck in Deer Creek Reservoir June 27th. He was last seen on the morning of June 3rd, leaving his home in his 2010 GMC pickup. The truck was later discovered submerged off Price Street in Lexington Township. Calling hours will be held Sunday from 1 to 5 at Dean's Funeral Home in Sebring. Private service will be held the following day at Sozo Church in Alliance. All will be welcome at a luncheon at Harvesting Hope following the private service. Federal computer fraud charges have been filed against a man accused of hacking the Starr County Criminal Justice Information System. Prosecutors say Michael Rogers illegally accessed the online court records database used by Canton, Massillon, Alliance, and Starr County courts between January and October of 2024. Collecting personal information, including names and birth dates. Rogers also faces allegations of accessing protected data from a Connecticut-based corporation in 2023. He's charged with computer fraud and destruction of records, with arraignment now set for July 30th. Federal prosecutors filed the case by information, a process that often indicates a defendant is cooperating. Man from the Canton area charged with a confrontation at a gas station in Taylor, Michigan. Police say 38-year-old Sis Quindry Smith was wanted in connection with a June 30 armed robbery in the Cleveland area. Officers located the stolen U-Haul he was driving, but he rammed a cruiser in a parked vehicle when they approached. Smith then allegedly pointed a handgun at officers who opened fire. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Female passenger was not hurt. Smith charged with felonious assault, resisting arrest, fleeing and eluding, and three weapons counts. Authorities have identified a man found dead after a house fire in Bethlehem Township. Starr County Coroner's Office says the victim is 68-year-old Peter Owen. He was reportedly found on the garage floor and is listed as the owner of the home. Firefighters called to the 4500 block of Hudson Drive Southwest June 4th, found the home engulfed in flames. The blaze was under investigation by the state fire marshal. No other information has been released. Starr County Sheriff's Office expanding its human trafficking task force. Sheriff Eric Weisburn says five police departments have joined the effort, including Alliance, Louisville, Massillon, North Canton, and Uniontown. The task force also includes support from the Canal Fulton, Canton, and Hartville Police Departments through a specialized human trafficking liaison officer program. Officials say the expanded partnership will help improve investigations, information sharing, and services for victims across Starr County. A Youngstown teenager died following a two-vehicle crash early Sunday. According to WKBN-TV, 16-year-old Alexis Connor died from injuries suffered in the wreck around 3 o'clock at Market Street and East Myrtle Avenue. Police say the vehicle carrying Connor and three others was traveling north on Market Street when it collided with another car, spun, and hit a utility pole. Connor's 18-year-old sister, Endia, remains hospitalized at St. Elizabeth Health Center. Police say two of the other injured victims are in critical condition. The investigation is continuing. The victim was a Cheney High School student. A large amount of drugs and cash were found at a raid of a Northside Youngstown home Thursday afternoon. Police, federal agents, and the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office served a warrant at a home on Dearborn Avenue at about 4 o'clock. Six bags of marijuana were found along with 38 gummies. Four glass jars and five plastic bags filled with marijuana and a bulletproof vest. Over $47,000 was found in a safe. No arrests were announced. A crash on Youngstown State University's campus under investigation after a vehicle slammed into Coley Hall's Excellence Training Center Sunday. The vehicle left the roadway near West Commerce Street and 5th Avenue around 4 p.m., knocking down a light pole and traffic sign before striking the building. It was unoccupied when crews arrived, with debris scattered across the sidewalk. caused the crash remains unknown. Youngstown police are leading the investigation with assistance from YSU police.